I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Is your insurance company forcing you to go back to work when your doctors say you can't? If this sounds familiar, look no further than my law firm. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm speaking to you after the Toronto Raptors remained perfect on the season by defeating the Dallas Mavericks by a score of 116-107 on Friday night at the Air Canada Center. Honestly, the Mavericks gave a grittier performance than you would expect because, they had just come off blowing a 26-point advantage to the Atlanta Hawks. And kind of getting punked by Trae Young. So a little bit of pride kicked in. You know, the Mavericks had called it optional, practice. A lot of players showed up. Clearly, there's a lot of pride in this team. They want to do better. And so they came out with a pretty strong effort. And I thought that, if it wasn't for Harrison Barnes, who finally came off injury and was very rusty, 5 of 17, not very good. Or the fact that they had to play Jalen Brunson because Dennis Smith Jr. was out with an injury. The Mavericks might have actually beat the Raptors. I mean, even with the roster the way it was, the Mavericks had multiple chances at the end of the third quarter to just make a single layup or make a single free throw to, draw even with the Raptors, who had pretty much led from this first quarter onward. Like, the Raptors got out to an 18-2 lead to start the game and led 39-26 after the first quarter, but the Mavericks just kept coming on stronger and stronger, and I thought their defense got a lot better as the game went on. They made it a little bit tough on the Raptors, but the Raptors were able to, pull through. I think the Raptors have shown great poise in because four of these games have been somewhat close. Or at least not so close, but there were important moments where you really had to come through and execute. And the Raptors have done that. The Cavs game for the first game of the season, that they did a good job of closing that game out. Same thing with the Celtics game. Obviously, that one is really tight, but the Raptors going on a 10-0 run late in the fourth quarter there. And the Wizards game, very hotly contested. A little bit lucky to escape with that win. And then the Timberwolves game as well. I mean, the Hornets game was a blowout, but whatever. But the Timberwolves game, they had to make, Kawhi had to come through with some clutch baskets. And today, the guy who came through with the clutch baskets was not necessarily Kawhi Leonard, was not necessarily Kyle Lowry. It was a little bit of JV, but not even really him. It was Lorenzo Brown, yes, Raptors Public's very own, Sahal Abdi. No, I'm kidding. But Lorenzo Brown really, really delivered, man, because, the reason he had to play was because the Raptors were short OG Anunoby, who had a sort of a personal issue to deal with. No Fred VanVleet for the toe thing, and then DeLon Wright remains out with that adductor that's limited him to just 5 minutes so far this season. And so they needed to go to Lorenzo Brown, and, for a while it was pretty, pretty hard to watch because Lorenzo Brown was briefly out there with Serge Ibaka, Norman Powell, Malachi Richardson and Pascal Siakam in a lineup that just was flat out dominated by the Mavericks for the most part. But they were, they came through. They came through. And Lorenzo Brown was the one that really came through, because the rest of those bench guys were whatever. But, man, Lorenzo, start of the fourth quarter there, he drills in wide open three. Pretty important to have that and kind of give the Raptors some breathing room. But then he comes through with a nice pick six against JJ Barea. Barea is very tricky and very crafty, but he's like a foot shorter than Lorenzo Brown. So Lorenzo able to use his length, pressuring him up the court, and got to the basket. And he scored it. Scored another layup where Kyle Lowry found him with a gorgeous hit ahead pass. I mean, I don't know how Kyle found him, but Lorenzo kind of briefly had his man sealed, and Kyle was in the backcourt while this was happening. So really impressive that Lorenzo was able to catch it and finish on a nice little reverse finish over, I think, Jalen Brunson. But also a really nice pass from Kyle Lowry, and I'll talk about Kyle Lowry in a second, but I really want to give Lorenzo Brown his shine up top. And then, right after that, Lorenzo Brown pressures Brunson up the court. Same play, same spot as JJ Barea. He picks Brunson and goes up a basket for a layup. And that basically extends the Raptors' lead to about 10 points at that time. And that's pretty much where the Raptors kept it into this 116-107 victory. I mean, so good job on Lorenzo Brown. It really shows Raptors' depth that he was able to do that. And I think Lorenzo's in a tough spot because his game for the Raptors is so much different than his game normally is for like a 905. Like I don't want to front like I've watched a lot of 905 games, but in the few that I've seen, like he's mostly a lead ball handler. He's actually, you know, for that level at least, like very skilled. You know, he was like the G League MVP and stuff like that. Like he's really good. You know, kind of imagine a James Harden type without the flopping, but yeah, when he comes up to this level, you know, he has to really focus on his defense, really focus on making those hustle plays. And then I think he's in an awkward spot because he has to like still run the offense, and he still has to make sure that, you know, if Ibaka's holding his hand up, but he's in a bad spot, like in the high post, like, you know, to deny that and run the offense. And I think that's where Lorenzo's not doing a good job so far, is that like he's too passive. Like he's always trying to cater to everyone else, but you got to keep the offense running. Like that's one thing that Fred VanVleet used to do really well when he was like the third string point guard in like 2017. Like even when he came into the game, he still had like the courage and, you know, the conviction to be like, yo, this is what is good for the offense. I know you guys are calling, you put your hands up and everything like that, but I need to run the offense right now. And I thought he did a good job of that. But yeah, today Lorenzo Brown came through with the hustle plays, came up clutch. So good on him. But yeah, in terms of the main guys in the Raptors, man, Kyle Lowry, phenomenal, just dominant in the first quarter, 5 assists. He's leading the NBA with, in assists at 10 per game coming into this game. He had 12 tonight, so it's only going to go up. And he's just been so efficient with his passes. Zero turnovers tonight with 12 assists. Like, you gotta give it up to Kyle tonight. And then, you know, he came out incredibly on fire with the jumper. He hit a 35-foot bomb. Like, Steph Curry, one step in from the logo, bomb. Like, pull up off the high screen, bomb. Like, Kyle Lowry, man, he's been incredible to start the year, and tonight was no different. You know, I thought that, it's just really nice to see this from Kyle. Like, I know it's not going to last forever, and I know he's going to have his, you know, off games eventually this season, but just the fact that his playmaking is so good, like his patience in the running a fast break where, you know, he's always trying to push up the court, but then if no one's immediately presenting themselves, he's doing a great job of just like, keeping his dribble alive and then waiting for the secondary to break to happen, waiting for the trailer to come through. And today he fed JV with a couple of nice passes like that. He fed Ibaka coming up with a couple of nice passes like that. Just Lowry has full control over this team right now, and it's beautiful to watch. I mean, him finding Danny Green for threes, him feeding Kawhi Leonard in the post. I mean, he's done a great job overall, and you got to give it up to Kyle for sure. A couple other guys that stood out. I mean, obviously Kawhi Leonard, 21 points, 7 of 16 shooting, 1 of 3 from 3, 6 of 6 on the free throw line, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, a block. You know, just a regular night of the office for Kawhi. You know, he wasn't necessarily as aggressive as he was in the Timberwolves game, but I don't think he needed to be as well in this game. It was funny watching Wes Matthews kind of go at him for a while. Like, Wes Matthews is kind of a feisty guy. You know, he's fresh off beefing with Trae Young. That's cool, beefing with a 19-year-old. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, he tried to get Kawhi under Kawhi's skin a little bit, and Kawhi just kind of wasn't having it, just kind of calmly dissecting him and popping some jumpers over him. Like, you know, like, who are you, Wes Matthews? Like, yeah, the Raptors almost signed you back when you tore your Achilles, but it's a good thing you didn't, because, Wes Matthews is a guy that shoots the ball too much. And I thought even today he had a good game, like 21 points of 15 shots. Like, he really wriggled free a lot of times, and, you know, he was pretty hot with some of the jumpers. But yeah, Kawhi, I mean, come on, Kawhi it wasn't really much of a contest, to be honest, and I think Kawhi felt the same way too. He wasn't really letting it bother him. One thing I liked about Kawhi was one play, I think in the third quarter there, at the third or second quarter, where Kawhi drives baseline and you know, he gets tripped up by Luka Doncic, and somehow the referee in the baseline doesn't see it, and you know, just lets the play go on, and the Raptors or the Mavericks go the other way, and it's like 3-on-2 fast break because Kawhi's under the basket and he got tripped, right? And so they pop the three, and instead of complaining, like, you know, other players might, like a lot of other stars would complain in that situation. Like, Nick Nurse was the one that was, you know, taking up the cause with the referee, but Kawhi immediately on the other end receives the pass and pops a three from the on the wing. And then the next play down, you know, the Mavericks are going the other way, and Doncic is trying to operate, trying to go baseline, and Kawhi just like pressures him up, like bodies him, and then, you know, Doncic ends up dribbling the ball off his foot out of bounds. Like, I thought that was just an awesome response from a superstar in response to a no call. And I think Kawhi honestly could get a couple more calls. I mean, he's very physical. He's going to the basket a lot, but yeah, good on Kawhi today for sure. I'm using good on a lot today. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I mean, a couple other notes. JV, real solid. He got the start. He's always been a good matchup against DeAndre, even dating back to the days of the Clippers. Like, JV's always had a lot of good games against DeAndre. It's just he's his bulk doesn't allow DeAndre to really explode. And, like, DeAndre's not really a guy that's exploding off the ground nowadays anyway. It was surprising that DeAndre hit so many free throws. It was 8 of 9, but I thought JV did a great job defensively against him. And then JV, offensively, 7 of 16. It's a bit deceiving because he missed some bunnies that Pascal was able to set him up with. And, you know, I think JV did a little bit of that Moses Malone thing and got a couple of offensive rebounds that way. But, yeah, I mean, JV was very efficient around the rim. Don't let the 7 of 16 thing fool you. Like, a couple of them were just him getting his own misses. And, yeah, he's solid. And he got to close the game because, you know, he deserved to. And that's what the matchup called for. And I think it was good on Nick Nurse because I think he was probably a little bit tempted to keep Ibaka in the game because Ibaka was doing well defensively. But DeAndre Jordan came in at the end of the game. He went back to JV and took Ibaka out. And I think that's where you got to keep it, right? Like, if you're going to keep this platoon thing, you have to keep it honest and sort of consistent. And so good on Nick Nurse for doing that. Good on me for saying good on so many times. I'm not really Australian. But JV was good. Ibaka was good off the bench. Defensively, especially, I thought he was, you know, in the right places a lot. But just, man, Ibaka, bro, just... you're going to get more touches, man. You don't have to, like, look to score every single time you're on the floor. Like, I think in his mind, like, Ibaka thinks, you know, oh, I've worked on this part of the floor. Like, I know where I'm gonna what I'm going to do here. But, like, man, just pass it out sometimes, man. Like, if you're getting the ball along the baseline and you're, like, posting up and stuff, like, you know, you're not LaMarcus, you're not Dirk Nowitzki, like, you're Serge. Like, you it's good for you to just have someone, you know, set the play up for you. Like, Serge can get his own baskets a couple of times, but unless you're hot, like, just, you gotta dial down the aggression offensively just a little bit. And, like, I know Nick Nurse is probably going to talk to him, and, you know, Nick's probably thinking, like, man, Ibaka's doing so many good things defensively that I don't really want to discourage him. But at the same time, man, you can't really have him going 5 of 13 with 5 turnovers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just have to use fewer possessions. No offense, but, Serge, you shouldn't have the ball that much. Like, you just pass it out once in a while after you get the offensive rebound. I think he's done a good job getting the boards tonight. Another 2 offensive rebounds, 8 rebounds overall. The Raptors out-rebounded the Mavericks 50-44. And I thought Ibaka even did a couple possessions where he was boxing out DeAndre, and I was like, that's nice. You can actually box out. But, yeah, just pass the ball out once in a while. And then other minor notes, CJ Miles kind of came alive in the first quarter there, or the first half at least, for 10 points. Hit 2 corner threes, 1 on each corner. You know, jumped his passing lane for a steal and went in for a dunk. And then also cut back door, and I think it was Lowry that found him with a great pass. But, you know, didn't really do much after that. Like, he finished with 10 points on 11 minutes. But, you know, I want him to play better. I do. I don't think this necessarily changes too much. It just ended up hitting a shot tonight. But it's at least good to see that the shots fell. And then, yeah, I mean, Norm, it's a bit of a lost cause there. I think defensively it was actually okay, but just, man, like, 19 minutes, like, 1 shot, like, no assists. Like, you gotta create more, right? Like, there's no Fred, there's no DeLon coming off the bench. There's no OG to pass to. Like, you gotta create a little bit more. And, yeah, I mean, clearly, based on that stat line, he wasn't really creating much. He left a lot of the playmakers to Lorenzo Brown, and, you know, that's not ideal. So, but, you know, whatever. The Raptors got the win. They're 6-0 now. They did so despite missing 3 rotation players. You know, the bench was already a point of weakness, but, you know, they had even more struggles tonight, I thought, just as a group. Although, good on Nick Nurse for, you know, splitting up Leonard and Lowry's minutes a little bit and extending those two guys to overlap and sort of help carry the bench a little bit. But even in those 2 minutes, man, towards the end of the third quarter where it was just the bench out there, ugh, it looked ugly. But the Raptors got the win. They're 6-0. And yeah, I'm very much looking forward to the next game when they play the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks smacked the Timberwolves by a score of 125-95. I wouldn't read fully into that because, you know, the Timberwolves didn't have Jimmy Butler, who was quote unquote ill after spending the night in Toronto. You know, I could see how that could happen. Or no, they did have Butler. Wow, Butler was just terrible, huh? Mm. Oh, they didn't have Wiggins. Well, still, Butler was 2 of 11, so. The Bucks team, this Bucks team is scary, man. I mean, you know, they're also undefeated on the year. I think they have the best point differential in the league, and it's gonna be an interesting matchup, man. I'm really interested to see if Kawhi or Danny Green or Pascal Siakam can do a good enough job one on one defensive against Giannis. Because if they can't, it's very difficult to beat the Bucks because they have a lot of shooters. Tonight, they hit 19 three-pointers on 46 attempts. So, yeah, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game. Test of the East's best teams, at least so far. In terms of your three stars, Kyle Lowry obviously gets the first star. He was phenomenal. I don't think there's any debate about that one. I think Kawhi Leonard gets the second star by virtue of being the second best player in this game. Wasn't his best game, but didn't have to be. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, a block. Can't argue with that. And then third star, you got to give it up for Lorenzo Brown. You got to give up for Lorenzo Brown. And then in terms of your Gerald Henderson Award, that's got to go to Maxi Kleba, the defensive stopper on the Dallas Mavericks. You know, he only had 8 points and 8 rebounds, but man, 2 steals and 4 blocks. Incredible, incredible defense from Maxi Kleba, but you know, it is what it is. This is a classic Gerald Henderson Award winner, to be honest. Just a random dude off the bench that you know, explodes for a very good night. I mean, he looked like the German Andre Kirilenko out there. He was really that good, but the Raptors were able to overcome Maxi Kleba to remain undefeated on the season. Anyway, that does for the podcast. Thank you everyone for listening. As always, you can read my 10 things. It's going to be up on Twitter. It's going to be my pinned tweet after every game. You can read it actually on the Score app, although there's other places you can read it too, on Medium as well. But wherever you check it out, thank you for reading it. And also another reminder to support the Raptors Republic Patreon page. You know, I've seen a couple people tweet at me telling me they support it with some pledges. It's great to see, man. It's great to see. It helps the site a lot. And, you know, it if you contribute, no matter how much money you contribute, you can get the ad-free experience, which I think helps. And then it also just helps us provide a free content basically for everyone else. You know, like, we're not trying to profit off this. We're just really just trying to cover the cost of the blog. So it helps the community. Like, I think we all appreciate the Raptors Public community. I definitely do. I think it's produced a lot of good people, good writers, a lot of opportunities. You know, shout out Blake one time, you know, doing great things over there at The Athletic. But, yeah, man, please consider supporting the Patreon. Anyway, I'll be back on Sunday to do the Raptors Weekly Podcast, and then I'll be back on Monday to recap the Bucks game.